All right, I'm here in a conference room at Fuse Labs. I'm talking to Richard. Richard, tell me who you are and what you do at Microsoft.
I'm Richard Zaragoza. I'm a UX designer at Fuse Labs.
And what exactly is Fuse Labs?
So Fuse stands for Future Social Experiences. Essentially, we're a lab within Microsoft Research working on social experiences.
And what are we going to see here today?
I'm going to be showing you Montage.
Let's take a look.
Okay.
So what is Montage?
So Montage essentially is a public website. You can get to it at mymontage.com, and it's a place to essentially curate existing web content into a single page and then immediately publish that out to your friends.
Okay, it sounds kind of like an RSS reader. What's the difference here?
So sort of. Essentially what we're using is public APIs like Bing News, Bing Images, Twitter, YouTube videos, as well as Vimeo videos.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll type in a word, you'll gather a bunch of information and then pin specific individual items that you feel are relevant to the topic. So a subject matter expert would basically make the most relevant montage, but also somebody just looking to kind of create something on the fly can do that really quickly.
Let's take a look.
Okay. So first I was just going to show you an example of a montage. This is Fleet Foxes curated by Katie. Essentially what Katie's done here is created a album liner notes experience. She's really into the band Fleet Foxes, so she's gathered some images. She used our text tool to create a little intro here. She's got some album art that she found on Bing, as well as some videos, which aren't showing at the moment.
And is this running in Silverlight?
No, this is pure HTML.
Very cool.
Real quick, so let's just go through and kind of make one real quick. This is our gallery. So anytime you publish a montage, it will be in the gallery here. So it's very simple. We'll type in a topic, career square. You'll hit create. And Montage is going to go out and query all those APIs and essentially build you a page immediately. And you can see how fast it works. I can click next. I'll get another template here.
And what looks different here is normally with like an RSS reader, you're expecting kind of a blah layout. This mm-hmm. looks more like a magazine.
Yes.
What's the idea behind that?
So the idea is that you really kind of want to create a web content. This is existing web content, but we're going to put this together to make something that has value on its own. So each piece of item content has its own value, but the gathering of it together kind of has now a separate piece of value that we think is really exciting.
Mm-hmm.
Essentially, I'm creating a website.
Yeah.
So you can click through a couple of these different layouts, pick the one that you think you kind of want. And what's nice is that these layouts are completely configurable. So if I grab these things, everything's going to flow inside those boxes. So I can get the layout exactly as I want it. If I don't want this image here, basically make that into just an article. And I can go through and kind of split and divide this layout however I like. I can add new rows and columns very quickly with just a click. So the idea is that somebody could reproduce essentially any layout that's out on the web very quickly without knowing anything about code or development or HTML.
Mm-hmm.
We really feel this kind of democratizes things. Also, I can edit each box, and the UI here is very simple. It's just a search box. We're going to preload that search box. I'm going to get a list of results, which I can go through. If I leave it here, it's going to automatically stream the content into those boxes. Otherwise, I can go through and kind of find an image that I like, that I feel is relevant to the topic, and then pin that individual image. There's also some visual styling here. We can do kind of a list style slideshow and then deal with the slideshow animation. Hit save, and then our images are right there. So what's great here is that we have many kinds of types, and it's just a matter of putting new widgets in here, but we have images, news, tweets, video, there's some web search results, a typography, RSS feeds, we have some Facebook comments, Bing Twitter maps, and a Twitter timeline, so you can see exactly what's going on a certain subject.
Very cool. Now, give me an example of where you would use this.
So one interesting way that people are using it now, so MSN editors were using this as supplemental data, so they have an article on a certain topic. You're not going to be able to talk about everything on that topic, but you could quickly spin off a montage on the topic and kind of see what else is going on.
So you could build a page that has like the best articles, the best pictures, the things that you want to communicate to others.
Exactly. Another example real quick is Steve Hickman created the Seattle traffic page. Mm-hmm. What he did was he went and found and gathered up all of the significant Twitter streams that are dealing with Seattle traffic. So you have a very specific topic with live data. So this is something that he did. He spent a little bit of time on it, but essentially he could do this very quickly. So you could create stuff that's a one-off that you really just kind of like need a place to explain to somebody or to describe to someone a certain topic or list of data that you could just quickly throw out there on the web and it's disposable. Or you could use this basically like a blog, constantly updating and curating new items so it's fresh every single day and people will come and return to it knowing that it's going to be fresh.
Now, tell me about the pictures that are on this. I assume those are pictures that he selected for the top and the background?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And where do those come from? Do you search for those and find them, or do you upload them? What kind
so
of
these,
control
these
do you
are
have
Bing,
over that?
Bing image results. Essentially, this is a search results page. Mm-hmm. What I'm doing is I'm going through, as we were doing over here, and doing a search. So here, these are basically, this is a search on Bing images. So if I pin nothing, it's just going to give me, you know, the regular top 10 search results every time we query. So every time we load the page, we'll re-query that API and return the last 10 results. Or it's just going to basically pin the images that I want, and those all come from Bing Search.
Mm-hmm. So tell me a little bit about the technology behind this, because it's very interesting. Normally with just HTML, you aren't expecting to be able to make new columns and to drag edges around and resize yeah. things on the page. How does that work?
So essentially, each one of these boxes is a individual widget, and this is just JavaScript, and we're essentially reconfiguring that code as we stretch the that box. So we're just recalculating on the fly using JavaScript.
Very interesting. Cool. And where do people go again to get this?
Mymontage.com.
And they can make their own montages there and share them with friends?
Absolutely.
And can you have a private montage?
Not yet, but what you can do is you can save a montage so that only you can see it and basically work on it for a little while before you publish.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Well, thanks for talking to us
today.
Right.
Thank you.